TV with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Tuesday, August 24th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We have a very special guest on today, one that I know many of you have been waiting for. But before we introduce him, we want to give a quick thank you to the American Free Press. In their most recent edition, they showed both of our books, the New World Order Exposed and also the New World Order Illusion, right on their back cover. So they always do excellent work down there, so we'd like to send a thank you out to them. Now, without further ado, we have Mr. Daniel Hopsicker joining us today on Wing TV. Daniel is the author of Welcome to Terrorland. He's also the author of this book, which I read about 6 months to a year ago, called Barry and the Boys, about Barry Seal and his involvement with the United States government. Daniel's also the producer of a set of videos called the Secret History Series, and also he's the editor of Mad Cow News.
Cow Morning News.
Right, which can be found at madcowprod.com. So, welcome to Wing TV, Daniel.
Hi, guys. Happy to be with you. How you doing?
Real
doing
good.
Great.
Thanks a lot. Now, we have a lot to cover today, but since you're an authority, you emerged as the authority on the 19 hijackers. We want to right away ask you a few questions about that. So to set this up, the government mainstream media's version of events for 9/11 is essentially that 19 Arabs hijacked these four airliners and they ran them into the two World Trade Center towers and also the Pentagon. Now, since you're an authority on this, the first thing I want to ask you is that I really question these terrorists' role as anything other than fall guys or patsies, kind of like Lee Harvey Oswald, because I find it impossible that to believe that a Boeing 757 crashed into the Pentagon, considering all the evidence. So my first question to you is, do you believe that this Boeing 757 hit the Pentagon on the morning of 9/11?
Good question. And here's my answer. You've just brought up a crucial point. The government's story, I feel two things. First of all, the government's story is the story on the table, okay?
Mm-hmm.
To be proven or disproven.
Right.
You are right to suggest that we were not given enough proof to really be convinced of anything except we saw what we saw with our own eyes, you know, on television on September 11th. Having said that, I believe, until it's proven otherwise, that an airliner did hit the Pentagon, yeah.
Because, see, right now, there's, and the viewers won't be able to see this picture very well, but this is on the Internet, and this is a picture of the Pentagon, the facade, before the roof line and before everything fell down. And this is also on that video, 9/11 in Plain Sight, that there's no way, and there's a whole bunch of other pictures that show the Pentagon, that there's no evidence the lawn is completely intact.
Okay, great. Except that that's true. So what?
Well,
so
then,
what? Until someone steps forward with proof, okay, and says, wait a minute, we got to go back here because I've got photographs and the testimony of the night watchman at the Pentagon, okay, you got nothing.
Well,
but the
let me finish because this is important.
Yeah,
there
this
are
is
a zillion unanswered questions about 9/11.
But
I am only interested in pursuing the ones that lead to the prosecution of people responsible for the act or responsible for the terrorists having been here in the first place.
Well, right.
Are we clear?
Right. Well, nobody doubts that these 19 individuals were here. But when you start looking into this guy, the government named a man named Hani Hanjour as the pilot of this plane. Now, there's a voluminous amount of information out there that Hani Hanjour could barely even drive an automobile, let alone...
Right, well, Hani Hanjour was not the person flying that plane. The person flying, I mean, first of all, I wouldn't know Hani Hanjour if I bumped into him at the market. I don't think you would either. But the guy that was flying that plane, according to what I was told off the record by the counterterrorism reporter at one of the major wire services, was a Arabian military pilot, and indeed the maneuver he executed, would have taken that level of skill.
So then you're saying that the government version, how they said that Hani Hanjour was a pilot, is patently false because he wasn't capable of flying it. If even, you know, if even a Boeing 757 hit the Pentagon.
There's two, it could be one of two possibilities, couldn't it? I mean, either Hani Hanjour went to flight school and masked his true skill, which, you know, is possible,
right.
Or somebody stepped in at the last moment for Hani Hanjour, a former Saudi Arabian military pilot.
Right. But see, the thing I'm getting at is if there was no Boeing 757 at the Pentagon, then you start looking at World Trade Center Building Number 7, how it was pulled. You see how Flight 93 was shot down. You see the inconsistencies with the World Trade Center towers and how they're
pulled. I just saw, looking for something else, I just rewatched, and you can get this at your local library, a book with a DVD of CBS's coverage that day. And when WTC-7 fell down at 6, in the recap of what had happened during the day, the reporter said, one thing that happened that everyone, you know, that was expected was when the WTC-7 fell down at 6 o'clock. So,
unexpected.
How many people were killed in WTC-7?
Probably none.
Are you at all interested in pursuing Muhammad Atta and the terrorist connection and Europeans other than Arab while they were in this country?
What I'm most interested in pursuing is who actually was behind the events on the morning of 9/11. And if
so am I. Yeah. So am I. And the way I'm coming at it, I believe, is the way any prosecuting attorney would.
Well, we are too.
I don't think so. Not from your question so far. The first thing, look, you're a detective, okay? You're a detective. Somebody commits a murder in front of you, okay? And you're assigned to the case. The first thing a detective does is he goes out and he interviews the friends, the neighbors, the family, and most importantly, the associates.
Or what he does is go out
and wait. The associates of the perps.
But what about what? The first thing he does is get physical evidence, and when I'm looking at these pictures from the Pentagon, all of these pictures, there is no Boeing 757, thus there's no hijackers.
Right.
We have an evidence of absence, Daniel, don't we?
Even, you know, I mean, and the moon may be green cheese, but even if you're right, it's got nothing to do with attempting to bring to justice people that allowed the hijackers and were doing business with them while they were here.
Well, I agree, but what if they were just used like Lee Harvey Oswald as a fall guy?
I doubt that that's the case. Let me tell you why. Okay, first of all, someone asked me a similar question in an interview. I mean, it's an honest question. I mean, I believe you believe everything you're saying.
Well, we do.
I hope you grant me that same privilege.
Yeah, of course.
But somebody asked me, I mean, couldn't believe Muhammad Atta had flown the plane. Well, it had to have been, you know, remote control. Well, I said to him, I said, every time somebody blows themselves up in a car bomb in the Middle East, you say the same thing? You say, oh, that suicide bomber was, like, duped into doing it? No,
but
you don't do
but
that.
But there's no huge inconsistencies. There's so many holes in the government.
No. There are plenty of holes. But the idea that Muhammad Atta did not willingly go to his death by flying an airliner into a skyscraper is untrue. That's what happened.
Daniel, what about the possibility of shaped explosive charges at the Pentagon?
Instead of a plane or a missile?
Well, I will concede, I already have, there are a zillion unanswered questions about 9/11. Now,
so if there is
if those are the ones you find most intriguing,
we're asking all the questions.
Wait, God bless, and I want you to promise to call me when you've got proof that it didn't happen.
Well, I don't know if
because you know, we're all trying to do the best we can,
right. And that's why we're coming to you with these questions.
This horrible criminal event,
right?
We witnessed. So
And see, since you're the authority on the hijackers, and if there is no plane at the Pentagon, that rules out a big, you know, that rules out a bunch of the hijackers right there because there was no plane.
Right, right. Well, I believe that you know, that this is a useless area of speculation, and actually I believe that this speculation is designed to prevent us from asking the real questions, which are things like, who are the two Germans who flew in to Key West to meet Mohammed Atta in February 2001? Aren't you interested in that question?
Well, we are interested in that, of course, but...
All right, well, you know, that's what I'm here to talk about. I'm not here to talk about World Trade Center 7. I'm not here to talk about the Pentagon. I'm not here to talk about any possibility that 19 hijackers weren't slitting throats on planes.
Yeah, but I mean, you have to at least concede that if there was no plane at the Pentagon, then this has to throw into question everything about the government mainstream media version
when,
of events.
When you prove there was no plane at the Pentagon, come see me.
Well,
you know, and we'll have another story.
I mean, I wish we could sit down.
So
I wish you
what
could
would you
sit
like
here.
To ask me about the story I published today about Barry and the boys, about the new CIA director being on the cover of my book?
Well, I did read that article, and, you know, what, since I read Barry and the boys, you know, the bigger question I'd like to ask you about is the government's role in drug trafficking, and how much does George Bush or the Bush family, how much did they work with Bill Clinton and his cronies in Arkansas to bring drugs into MENA, Arkansas? I mean,
well,
were they on the same team?
Here you've touched on what is the big story of 9/11, which is that Mohammed Atta would not have been in this country if he hadn't been a drug lieutenant in Osama bin Laden's worldwide Islamic drug cartel, which was doing business with someone in a position of authority in our government.
Well,
do you think that arms for drugs deals are being covered up by the events of 9/11, the prevarication and the suppression of evidence and the silencing of witnesses? Does it all lead back to drug deals?
What does Sybil Edmonds, I mean, someone that comes at this story, first of all, thank you, but I am not an expert on the hijackers. I came to Florida, and one thing I've learned, I'm good at who they were and who they hung out with while they were in the U.S., especially while they were in Florida, okay?
Right.
Someone who comes at the story of 9/11 from a completely different perspective and knows things I've never even heard about is an FBI translator named Sybil Edmonds,
mm-hmm.
Who says that the State Department is protecting a drug trafficking network associated with 9/11.
Okay, that's great.
And the owner of the flight school where these terrorists came to, in the same month they got here, or at least the government says they got here, had his Learjet confiscated on the runway at Orlando Executive Airport by DEA agents who found 43 pounds of heroin on board.
Right. Well, when...
Now, if this was a free country, that fact would have been public on September 13th, 2001... And we have a completely different story today.
Well, I agree.
But that's what I'm interested in talking about.
Yeah. Well, let's go back now to MENA. When MENA was the hot spot for bringing cocaine into this country, Bill Clinton was the governor of Arkansas and George Bush was the president of the United States. Bill Clinton knew everything that was going on at MENA. And from what you've written about Barry Seal, George Bush undoubtedly knew everything that was going on in MENA. So are Bill Clinton... And George Bush and Bill Clinton on the same team for this global organized drug trafficking syndicate?
Apparently so.
There.
I mean, clearly so.
Right. Well, that's a very valid point and a very important point that most Americans aren't aware of.
Well, exactly. You know, at a certain point you become aware that you really know nothing about the major events that have occurred during your lifetime here in the U.S.
Right.
I don't know, you know, the Kennedy assassination, the war in Vietnam for 10 years. The question really wasn't whether you were for it or against it. The question was, why the hell are we there? Okay? Watergate, all the way on down, we aren't allowed to know what happened. And the people that aren't allowing allowing us to know what happened, apparently have control of the drug trade.
Right. Oh, I agree completely.
They're pretty smart.
Well, based upon what you've been writing about and what you've written about in your book, why should we believe anything they have to say about 9/11?
Well, good question.
Very good question.
And you should only expect that you shouldn't believe anything.
Well, we believe very little.
What parts of their story? I mean, we all watched. I watched live the second plane fly.
Right.
Right.
So for a whole year, I heard about remote control, and yet, you know, every time you saw the footage, the plane was like turning into the building.
Right.
Okay. So I mean, you already knew this information was out there. I came down here and discovered there was a Muhammad Atta. I discovered he is a psychopath. I discovered he hated us. These are facts now. I have proved them.
Right, okay. But still, you know, if the government says these hijackers were on a plane that hit the Pentagon, and if we don't believe that, and there's no plane at the Pentagon, then how much more of their story is false? Like, what part of the 9/11 government story do you believe?
Again, approaching this like a detective would or a prosecuting attorney would, I mean, you got 19 conspirators dead. Who are the conspirators that aren't dead?
Well, let me ask you this story, Daniel.
If they all have Arab names, well, then maybe George Bush should be president forever, but they don't.
Yeah. Well, what about...
Wait. That's what I'm interested in.
Well, what about...
That's more important than any of the rest of this stuff about World Trade Center 7 or the Pentagon.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you have a good answer for this question, but what about all the articles and even the notes in books about 5 or 7 of these supposed hijackers are still alive? And there were no Arab names on any of the flight lists for the 4 airlines.
I thought about that, and the first thought that came to me, it didn't take forever, is that if I'm the king of Saudi Arabia, and I got a live hijacker sitting in my kingdom, he's going to be on one of my 747s on the way to New York to be on all the goddamn new shows immediately.
Well, he hasn't been, but if
there you go.
But
there you go.
But see,
there you go.
But there wasn't,
there
you know, a Saudi minister.
Why are you not focused? I want to ask you some questions now. Why aren't you focused on things that are going to lead to prosecutions?
Oh, we would like to. That's what we're trying to follow.
Considering that these are some of the worst crimes that have ever occurred to our nation, why would the government, if this official version with the 19 hijackers, just like everybody is supposed to believe, really happened,
I'm not talking about the official version.
Just a second.
19
Why are they suppressing evidence?
In an act of war against the United States or against the people that control the United States, committed a heinous atrocity.
Why can't we see the video footage?
Wait, who are those people doing business with here?
Right. Well, but why can't we see the physical evidence that they do have?
Why, you know,
if it really happened
that out, why are you asking me?
I would like to know your thoughts.
Why are you asking me? I probably found out more stuff that nobody knew about the September 11th. Than anyone you've talked to.
Oh, about the hijackers.
Why are you asking me to defend the government?
But what if these hijackers...
No, answer that question.
What was the question? I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
Why are you asking me to defend the government?
Oh, we're
not.
When I have discovered and revealed more information about September 11th than anyone you've spoken to.
Well, we're asking you is if you say that these 19 hijackers are the ones ultimately behind this, and if no hijackers were on a plane that hit the Pentagon.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying the government's story is on the table.
Uh-huh.
And I went out and investigated the person the government says was the ringleader.
Right.
Now, there are people out there that are interested in who that guy was.
Well, here's the
if you're not, then we have no reason to talk.
We're there with, well, here's the bottom line, I guess. Do you believe...
Well, that is the bottom line. No. I just gave you the bottom line.
Okay. Well, do you believe that there were Arab hijackers on a Boeing 757 that hit the Pentagon?
I just told you that unless you're interested in discussing who Mohammed Atta was...
Well, I think it goes much beyond that.
You can prove that he didn't fly that plane and that part of the story isn't true, I don't have anything to talk to you about.
Well, just answer this question.
Because I'm not going to sit here and answer your ridiculous questions.
Well, I don't think it's ridiculous at all if a plane didn't hit the Pentagon. How could you say that's ridiculous?
Well, then go out and prove it and talk about it to somebody that can expose it. I'm interested in exposing Mohammed Atta. Apparently, you're not.
Well, we just were looking...
No, apparently you're not.
Well,
what in the
we're
long
looking
term,
at a bigger picture.
What are you exposing about him, Daniel? What do you want to say the most about Mohammed Atta?
I don't have anything. Anyone that wants to know what I found out can read my book. I mean, I'm not on any crusade here. I'm just a reporter.
Right.
But what's the most important thing about Atta, then, that people should know?
That he's not who the government says he was.
And who is he, then? Who is he in a nutshell?
There are questions that remain, but anyone that lives with a pink-haired stripper, does cocaine, drinks, and goes out every night, does not fit a definition of Islamic fundamentalist, does
we
he?
We agree.
He does agree. Fit the definition of a drug lieutenant, though. A
I
drug
would agree
lieutenant
with that.
In Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, there you go.
Right.
Okay, that's my big fact,
yeah.
Right?
Well, very good.
I mean, you may eventually turn out to be right about everything you've been talking about, but that's not my area of expertise.
Right. Well,
I want you to know that Mohammed Atta wasn't who the government says he was.
And you...
Well, that's good
to know. And if the chips fall my way, or if it does turn out that he was flying that plane, which I believe... then I've done a useful service, haven't I?
Yes, and you know what? Everybody's coming at this from different angles, and it's needed.
Yeah, and we're just trying to say that if a plane didn't hit the Pentagon, then the government story of the hijackers is being eroded, and that's why we came
right.
to you to get your views. So, Daniel, we have to go. We're running out of time. We urge everyone, go to madcowprod.com. Look at Daniel's book, Welcome to Terrorland.
Read his articles, check out his videos.
Yeah, also this book, Barry and the Boys that I'm holding up is fantastic. Daniel, thank you very much for coming on the show.
We appreciate you taking the time, Daniel.
All right, see you.
Take care.
Take care.
And we'll be back again tomorrow on Wing TV. Thank you for joining us. We'll have Ellen Stang, I believe, right?
Yes.
Take care, folks, and keep your eyes open. There is a lot
going on.
Take care.